24 months ago, and yesterday in the memory of America, the center of New York City became a battlefield and a graveyard and a symbol of an unfinished war.
These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes the day brings. These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes. These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes the day brings. These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
We must recognize that ending the war is only the first step toward building the peace. All parties must now see to it that this is a peace that lasts.
These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes the day brings.
These are the changes.
These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes. These are the changes the day brings
us. These are the changes.
These are the changes the day brings. These are the changes the day brings us. These are the changes.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Over the years, many of you have seen the pictures and news clips of the wall that divides Berlin. But believe me, no American who sees firsthand the concrete and mortar, the guard posts and machine gun towers, the dog runs and the barbed wire can ever again take for granted his or her freedom or the precious gift that is America.